Hello, listeners. This is Paula Scataloni. Transformative Harmonics is an academy for individual and planetary healing rooted in ancient wisdom and modern science. We are here for those who are interested in being guided back to soul so they can step into their signature frequency and be in service of humanity. If you've been looking for a place to land and settle down, develop community, and dive into the psyche and soma in a way that is supportive, trauma-informed, and integrative, then our programs are here for you now. Our monthly membership circle is available for those looking for a one or twice a month option for themselves and supported by my writings and somatic practices and sound journeys through Substack. Our immersive program is a deep dive into your own, your ancestral, and the collective, so you can go through your own initiation and transformation into your signature frequency with a small, intimate cohort. These groups are closed, and they only open every other month. So please reach out to me if you're interested in one of our upcoming groups. If any of these programs feel like they resonate with you, go to my website, paulascataloni.com, and fill out an application or sign up for a discovery call. I'm happy to meet with you and give you more information to help you make your decision. We would love to meet you and bring your wisdom into the circle.
Welcome. I'm your host, Paula Scataloni, the founder of Transformative Harmonics, a podcast that offers listeners a synthesis of ancient wisdom and modern science.
Hello, I'm Paula Scataloni, the host of Transformative Harmonics podcast. Welcome back. Today, I would like to invite you to a different type of episode, one in which I've been waiting for a while, creating space for us to experience the power of sound and vibration together to help you get to know me and the medicine and get somewhat of an experience of what it might be like to come into our program. So before we start this episode, I would like to let you know that there will be energetic healing involved. So you might want to pause that part of the episode if you are driving. It is something that is meant to be done when you're in a stable environment and you can close your eyes and turn inward. I'd also like to invite you, as always, to create space and just a little bit of a slowing down so that we can come into relationship together as I share a little about my journey before we enter into the medicine to bring some of the pieces together. If you've been following me for a while and listening to my podcast, you might start to see a theme emerging. And so I'll use this time to help you make sense of it. So taking a few breaths and just allowing yourself to shift from fifth gear into first gear. Often that means bringing our awareness to the body and out of the mind or to the breath. Sometimes it may involve simply taking a deep breath and ingesting some of that nourishment from the breath, and then sighing and opening up the throat, allowing yourself to breathe a little more deeply and using the breath to move energy through the body. Some may invite you to hum the tune and use the voice in that way, or to imagine that you're breathing out of a straw. These are all ways to shift the nervous system pretty quickly from sympathetic into parasympathetic. As you do, I invite you to pay attention to what's behind you and underneath you, including the seat itself or the ground below. Everything that is underneath you, behind you, is essentially inviting you into a relationship with it, inviting you to soften just a bit, to let go, and to allow yourself to be held or supported. Often we may have a lot of belief systems tied up in that invitation, and so much of this journey is about unburdening ourselves from those belief systems. So I'll start today
with a just very brief introduction to transformative harmonics. Transformative harmonics is a path. It's a pathway into the modern medicine woman or the medicine of the feminine, which, as you know from many of my guests, is coming back to the body, the breath, sound, voice, intuition, right? Some of these pathways of knowing or gnosis that are embedded in our bones that help us to connect to that deeper wisdom of who we are. And being able to bridge that with the mind, with the intellect, but it's a return to essentially the heart, the pathway of the heart, as a way of moving forward in the world, to connect to yourself in a more embodied way, a more authentic way, and a life that is more purposeful. And so we're being led by our purpose. And this is very much tied into the larger collective shift that many of us were invited into at different stages, whether that was 2007, 2012, 2019, and then now in 2026. So there's stages, right? And groups of people that are awakening at different stages. And so our program is here to shepherd and support those who are in either the immediate stage of awakening in 2006, you're just deciding and feeling that nudge or being called into being more awake, more aware, more embodied to yourself as a spiritual being. And we're essentially way showers, right? Like many, we're showing the way and helping you to integrate the paths that make sense to you. And for us, myself, my pathway comes from 30 years of experience as a trauma therapist and a somatic neuroscience-based therapist, right? That I guess I needed to go through that process to be able to interweave and make sense from the perspective of science what's happening in the body and the psychology when we go through a spiritual awakening. And so our program is able to speak about that journey through these different lenses so that it's integrative. And it's not just about the spirituality and the energetics. It's not just about the somatics. It's not just about the psychology. It's a deep understanding of how these things all meet and intersect. And that is what makes our program different than other programs, because it calls those that are interested in the intersection and that tend to maybe read or explore through written word, as well as embodied practices, and would like to understand their own evolution through this weaving of the intellect, the mind, and the heart. So in my own process, I was brought into a deeper understanding of spirituality through the medium of sound somatics and the concept of inner journeying, which I explored through traditional somatic practices and shamanic practices. And what I came to understand through the work of holotropic breath work, through the work of somatic experiencing, through the work of even parts work, was that there was some fundamental principles and mechanisms that were allowing us to explore our consciousness. We might call these practices, these methodologies, different methodologies, but underneath them all, there was a fundamental underlying principles. And those were the principles of presence and relational connection, what's called resonance, moving into the field of resonance. Those were the principles of organicity and a trust in the inherent wholeness of that which you are as an organism. There were fundamental principles of understanding that it's not just what we see, right? That's influencing the healing. The healing is the third thing that happens when two systems come together in the service of the whole. And that from that place, we could move towards more wholeness and connection to a larger intelligence. So you'll find those principles embedded across traditional wisdom, but also within these somatic-based practices and programs. So what I found after studying all those programs and after my own exploration of the traditional wisdom was that for me and those who come to our program, that sound is the medium and pathway by which we like to travel. It's a comfortable and you can say it's our home away from home, right? Pathway. Where others may use plant medicine, they may use psychedelic processes, they may use breath work, they may use meditation, they may use different forms of energy healing. I think that we combine this beautiful intersection of sound, voice, and vibration, which is that resonance, and how do those come together? So those are the folks that tend to find us, and that is what we do, is we return over and over again to the body to find the medicine. And I like to say that you are the medicine that you've been waiting for. The answers are inside of you. The medicine is inside of you. And what we do is hold space and the energetic presence to support your access to the field of intelligence. You've heard from some of our faculty so far that this field is around us all the time. And what we're doing is we're tuning our vibration to be able to feel into this and be sensitive to the fact that we're interacting with that field of intelligence and that we're doing that in a very conscious way. And we're supporting ourselves to become more and more interactive and connected to it, so that we can receive those messages and be able to communicate with it beyond our immediate family, right? That nature is our family, that the field itself is our family. And so we're really shedding our paradigms of what it means to be a human, what Gary Zukav might call the universal human, right? That we're seeing beyond the five senses. But we're doing this in a very embodied way, in a way that understands that the work itself is trauma healing and embodiment, right? And it's through the body itself, as we clear the trauma, that those pathways of opening begin to happen naturally, just like a rose just unfolds one petal at a time. And so in this work, I think of it as microdosing. We go into the body and we allow an expansion to happen and the psyche that helps us unwind some of that narrative, whether that's our developmental wounds around childhood and understanding the inner child and the journey of the child, whether that's the ancestral wounds, those imprints that we hold that tell us who we can be, how we can act, what we're worthy of, what's possible for us, what shame we hold, or whether that's the larger collective psyche, right, that has years and years and years of narrative built into it that tells us to hold back our voice, that we are powerless, that we must give up our power to outside sources, and that fundamentally it's not okay to embody our signature frequency, embody who we are authentically, and be that in the world. So it's really about belonging at the end of the day and our capacity to feel truthfully, and at a fundamental level, that we are here for a purpose, that we belong, that there's meaning in our life, and that there's a service that we're called into. And many of the times that service is our gift. What are our gifts? How do we embody them? How do we bring those to the world? How do we nurture them? And the pathway, or you hear me talking about the soil that we're tilling, right? And the healing often has to do with our interpersonal relationships, right? The places where we feel stuck, or our relationship to self, right? Where are we not bringing in that compassion and love and understanding? So you can see that the journey itself is very robust. This is not about fixing a symptom. In fact, many of the times when we are shifting frequency, we have a lot of symptoms. We have vertigo. We have digestive issues. We have sleep constraints. I was up for several hours in the middle of the night this week, understanding that there was something I was processing that was trying to shift. And so much of the journey is about finding these communities to help you. So when the symptoms pop up, you're not running to the doctor every time, because often it's part of that shifting of the frequency, because the physiology in the body needs to also shift along with the energetic body and the mind and the emotional body. And so you may find a lot of symptoms pop up during this journey. And often a lot of my coaching involves a recognition of and space for those symptoms to move through you so you can get to the other side. So it's a tilling of the soil. It's an understanding that coherence, coming into coherence of the heart, coming into coherence of the, what I would call, each of your energetic systems has a particular harmonics. So we're coming into the harmonics, and we're like a symphony with different systems of the body are like the different pieces of the orchestra. So we're retuning our orchestra. And when we become a fine-tuned instrument, we're tuned to our signature frequency, which is the seed of the soul, your soul song, I call it your heart song. And you connect to that at a deep level, who you are as a soul, then that signature frequency contributes to the larger harmonic. And you can then feed the world that frequency. And the more of us that do that, the more of us that sing our heart song, the stronger we become as a collective. And so you will see many people doing that at different levels. Maybe they're doing that at the level of the trauma therapist. Maybe they're doing that at the level of the community organizer. Maybe they're doing that at the level of the spiritual direction or coaching, right? And it's not because they have all the answers. If you find a therapist suddenly doing spiritual coaching, it's like they don't have all the answers, but they're certainly plugged in and they're getting some information that might be helpful for you. And if they know themselves and they know how to be a guide, they won't give you the answer. So they'll just keep creating the space for you to turn inward to find those answers. But they'll also settle your nervous system and create the opportunities through breath or sound or movement or practices that help you keep turning inward. Now, you're also going to find those that are opening spiritually that are suddenly offering therapeutic advice. And those of us that have done therapy or trained and spent a lot of money, 30 years practicing therapy, I think it takes a sitting back and a recognition that there are so many pathways. People are not all going to sign up for therapy. And we're really at a point where, because that has become, with colonialization, that it's something, it's almost become inaccessible for some people, right? And we've mentalized it, and people have problems and they need to go get fixed and they need to give their power to their therapist. So we do need to decolonialize therapy so that we come back to that wisdom, that the growth happens from within it, and is really about self-healing and tapping into your self-healing capacity rather than giving your power away. Now, it's not to say there's not helpful books and places you can go to glean some practices
that help you to turn inward. But we want to move out of that model, I think, where we parentified our clients and they become dependent on us. That whole system is collapsing. And many, many, many therapists are opening to other types of practices that show their clients that they want to work outside of the box. In fact, many of them are blowing up the box and saying, I don't want that model anymore. What other models do we have? So I'm a way shower in that world as well, that you can hold all the hats and you can find the way to be able to keep all that knowledge and wisdom. You don't have to throw away 30 years of neuroscience. But there's a different way of sitting with people when you move into the modern medicine woman or the medicine within. There's a different way of sitting with people. It's not about fixing them. It's not about, oh, what's happening in the body and I'm going to tell you. It's about your presence. It's about your capacity to sit in your heart and create that third space in the middle. That is the healing itself. And that has to do with frequency, coherence, and resonance. And we talk about that a lot in my program. So, in this journey that I'm going to take you into, we are going to slow down, come into the body. We're going to move visually down a what I call the mother tree, this tree trunk that my inner guidance, which are the grandmothers, they have us go down. And then we walk into this beautiful space that's essentially the womb of Gaia. It's that place where we come back into the vibration of the Schumann resonance and the slower vibration that where we're connected to the trees, the plants, the animals. And here we enter into ceremony because there's a piece of this, I think, moving into the modern medicine woman, we're coming back to ritual and ceremony and remembering our time as ceremonialists, our time as medicine women. And so when I say this is about remembering, it is about often coming back to your remembrance of the medicine that you probably used in other lifetimes and having that organically come through you rather than a protocol. And that's what I teach, is opening yourself up as a channel so your medicine flows. So we'll move into that space. You'll hear from the grandmothers. I will channel a little bit from them. And then I'm going to play some music. And the forces that are there, the energies that are there, if you're listening to the podcast and you listen to some of the future ones that are coming, we're going to talk about the rose lineage. We're going to talk about the dragons. There are these primordial forces, this medicine that's deep within our bones. It's very ancient, and we're waking up to it, many of us. So the practice is a journey. I call it a soul level journey, but it is into the underworld. And we then listen to music. So you'll be putting on, I'll play it through the computer, but you can put it on a headphone if you want. And you'll go on a journey. And then after the journey, you'll have a moment, if you like, to make a few mental notes. And my hope is with this, that those that are interested will start to subscribe to this channel so I can start a low fee subscription for those who want to have some live streams of these types of journeys, maybe once a month, once every 2 weeks. I'm not sure the cadence of it, but it allows this platform to move into being a community support for those who need something more economical than joining our membership. It also gives you, if you're interested in the membership portal, a chance to experience a soul level journey with me
to decide if you want to do this, because this is what I do weekly with my group. In addition, on Fridays, we meet, and that's where we do more practical teaching. What does it mean to move through the world when you're more energetically sensitive? What does it mean as your pineal gland opens and your clairvoyant pathways open, your what we're calling the telepathic body begins to open? How do we navigate the world? What does it mean to come back to ritual? So Fridays are more practical in our program. And then Thursdays, twice a month, we have other medicine women or teachers who come in with their medicine as we create a web amongst us to start threading our communities together as a collective. So that's the whole framework of transformative harmonics, the harmonics that are within you, the harmonics that then you emanate as a tuning fork, and the harmonics between us as a collective. Okay. How do we create that? It's like if you put a stone into a field of water or field of vibration, that stone creates a ripple effect and moves out. And that's what our community has always been, but I'm getting more clear on the purpose. So I hope that has given you enough. And so we'll move into the healing portion of this now. So again, if you're driving, my invitation will be to pause and not do this part, because it is a journey. So when I say inner journey, I mean setting aside time and space, getting rid of the phone or any distractions that may interfere, setting yourself up so you're comfortable and you are comfortable temperature-wise. You have something behind your head and you can really rest. Often, this will take you into a place that is between sleep and wake, which is a deep theta healing state. So you are going to work with your frequency. And these are the things that can happen in a journey. You can feel very tired. You can go to sleep during a journey. That can happen. Don't worry about it if it does. You may feel that your pineal gland opens or sense it, because you're going to see things, just like if you were doing holotropic breath work or taking plant medicine. You may feel things somatically happening. You may feel energies or see energies. You may see images. You may have emotional release. These are all common and normal. So as long as you can relax and allow that to happen, you'll have a great journey. If anything feels uncomfortable at any time, this is very much like microdosing. So one option you have is to say, okay, well, this is going to be done in 15 minutes. And so I'm going to just breathe and bring my awareness back to my body until those 15 minutes are over, and I'm just going to receive the medicine. But you can also pause and choose not to. So you always have choice. This is very much similar to sound when I'm leading people and ingesting sound, that they're taking in these frequencies. You're ingesting. So there's a receptivity. And I think of it as medicine. So when we take an in-breath with a breath, with air, you know, we're ingesting, we're inviting that air to go somewhere. And that's what we're doing with the sound. And every time we take an exhale, we're releasing, right? And giving consent for things to move. And so if you feel like you have a busy mind during this and you can't settle, you can always come back to the breath, and that will help you settle. And the final thing is, as we settle in, to change any of the words, if there's any words that I use as I guide you, if there's any imagery that I use that doesn't fit for you, go ahead and change it. This is my offering, but you have direct control over how this journey goes. So for this part, I'm going to switch on, and so my sound may sound different because I'm going to move into computer audio. There we go. And just give yourself a moment to hear my voice.
I'm going to move off of this speaker for a moment. Give yourself a moment. Get settled and take a deep breath. Make sure you feel comfortable and that you're aware of where the support is. Again, be it behind the head, under the hips, on the feet. Almost like you're in a hammock. And if you were in a hammock, you know, how would you let that hammock support you? There'd be a softening, a relaxation, an exhale probably that happened. So go ahead and inhale and exhale a few times. With each exhale, you might sigh or make a sound or just elongate the breath. I'd like to imagine together as you do this and invite you to close your eyes. As you continue to connect with the breath. And imagine in front of you, there's a window or a door. Some kind, a threshold, you could say. I invite you to step through that threshold. And as you do, you enter into the trunk of a tree. This trunk is unusual, though. It has a spiral escalator that begins to move you down in a downward motion through the spine. Each floor that you pass is a section of the spine that you're moving down from inside the body, like we've shrunk you. And you're feeling yourself moving deeper and deeper. A weightedness may start to happen. And a sense that you're slowing down with each inhale and exhale. You may start to feel your vibration shifting. As this spiral escalator moves, you begin to connect more deeply with the tailbone as it moves into that layer of the spine. And your tailbone is going to unfurl like a fern that's upside down, creating a little more space. As you drop deeper now into the legs and feet, maybe even beginning to feel a magnetic pull that starts to happen. Moving beyond the feet, you may sense a rhythm or a pulse, a warmth or a coolness as the escalator moves you deeper and deeper into the earth. As we move through the layers of the earth, there's a sense that you are dropping into a deeper connection with Gaia, the land, the elements, and the elemental forces. Finally, we reach a point where the stillness and the doors of this elevator open as you step into what feels like the womb of Gaia. This place may be a forest with some shady trees. It may be a cave of some kind or a beach that has caves around it. It may be a desert with some caves or a grassy, mossy area. Either way, I invite you to look around and just feel into the environment itself and how it speaks to your nervous system through the sounds, textures, animals that may be there, trees or greenery if there's any. And smell and the air itself. Over to the right or the left, you will see a circle.
This circle has me there with an instrument of some kind. Usually there's something in the middle helping us gather. And you notice that there's a spot just for you. As you move into the circle, a gentle remembrance might start to happen. Remembering what it's like to sit in community and circle. Remembering the medicine of circle. Remembering the space holding and the sharing of the healing. Here in the circle, there is a second circle around us, a larger circle that you may or may not sense. This is the circle of the grandmothers. The grandmothers come from our biological lineage, perhaps, from our more ancient lineage. They are both the past and the future. And we are the meeting place in the middle. And we welcome the grandmothers here. Once we slow down and listen, we wait to hear if they have anything to say as we start this journey. Otose mia kakea no no tasea. Onunimena kakea, otose mia nana. Yomun tose mia nana. There's a welcoming. Kokakeena manana tasea. Shinunotoseaya. And a turning inward to the heart. Koyamanonotoseaya. And the seed of the heart is the seed of the soul. Notosemenanakakeayononotoseaya. And the depth of this wisdom is infinite, infinite. Connecting us to our infinite pathways. Kokoyuminimiotoseaya. Notosemenakakeaya. So we enter the sacred circle together. We start to connect to the wisdom of these energies, ancient energies, the fire and earth and water and air, of ether, as well as the celestial energies that will come forward today. And these forces can be thought of in very concrete ways and in archetypal. They can show up as colors, as energetics, where you may see them as we welcome your connection to the dragon. The primordial energies and the essence of love. These mythic creatures are part of our instinctual heritage that we are reconnecting with at this time. So you may experience them through the realms of the angelics or the realms of this very earth based energy. It's all really a matter of frequency and tuning yourself to the frequencies of the field. So in this journey, I will have you turn your attention to your heart before we begin to invite a deeper connection to your blueprint, what you may call your signature frequency, to the you that you would like to know at the soul level, and to allow for healing to occur, whether that's inner child, ancestral, collective, to make way for a greater connection with this soul level essence of who you are. And I will play some music now to support you in that process. I invite you to imagine that you are in the middle of the natural world, in that spot where we journey from, and then towards the end, I'll call you back to that spot. Allowing yourself to start to return to where we started our journey from, that spot in the natural world. Staying with the breath. Giving yourself a moment to be with whatever might have shifted or been offered to you. If you're sensitive, you may have felt things energetically. If you're not sensitive, you may not have felt a lot. That's okay as well. And then in this place of settling, we'll come back into the heart and just connect in a way that feels appreciative. That you can honor that inner guidance and that part of you that may have gifted you with information or healing today. And then when you're ready, I invite you to take one more breath. If you're resting in your mind's eye, to stand and walk to that door or window that you came through as you entered into the space, as you move on to that escalator again, that's going to move you up from that tree deep in the earth, that spot, and begin to shift your frequency as you move through the layers and layers and layers. Start to feel underneath your feet an opening and a shift as you bring that energy up through the feet and legs. Starts to find its way into the spine. And it moves in a spiral direction, one vertebrae at a time, the spine, until it reaches the back of your head, where your eyes are. And then your eyes open and shifting back into this current frequency where you are right now. Okay. Moving back here, we're going to come back here. Okay, welcome back. So you may decide right now that you need some space to make some notes with it. Journey may have brought up for you, or just notes of what you observed. You may find that you'd like to take a step outside in the natural world, just have some space without thinking. It's up to you. Often we need about 48 hours to integrate. A typical sound journey is about 20 to 30 minutes. So this was one song we played, one lap, you could call it, around. Often we're listening to quite a lot of more music where we can drop into these deeper and deeper states. But I hope that this has given you a chance to at least explore what it means to move into altered states of consciousness, into the body, to explore the energetics of these frequencies that we're working with in the program, to understand what it means to come back to these very ancient rituals and rememberings of our connection to ourself through the elements. And then returning to this idea of the medicine and the information that we can glean when we slow down, we stop distracting ourselves with social media, with things, and we bring our awareness back to the space around us that we're inhabiting and our connection to soul, right? To soul, which is the heart. If you want to understand this more deeply, I invite you to go back to my episode with Anne Baring, where she speaks about the cosmic soul and the return to the feminine
and her website as well has a lot on that, or to join us at any of the featured faculty sessions, because in those sessions as well, we'll be cultivating this remembering and returning, especially if you're not sure about committing to the portal or the program and you just want a taste of this and more psychoeducation about it. So thank you for spending this time with me today on this very special episode. Again, if you want more of this at a low cost, then please subscribe to this podcast so we can start a subscription for all of those members who want to show up as tuning forks and who understand that their vibration, your vibration, matters. And we can't do this without you. But it really has to be a calling from deep within you. It's not something we can sell or convince. It's a soul level calling that, yes, I'm ready and I want to sign up. So thank you again. And we'll see you on our next episode of Transformative Harmonics. Thank you for being a part of the Transformative Harmonics podcast. If this discussion resonated with you, please subscribe, share the episode, or write a review. This helps to support the expanding community around embodiment, sound, and conscious living. You can visit Transformative Harmonics at paulascatoloni.com to find out more about my work, forthcoming classes, and the Transformative Harmonics Academy. You can also reach out and connect with me on Instagram. My handle is at paulascatoloni. I write regularly on Substack at Signature Frequency Living. Until next time, take good care, and thank you for being part of the journey.